Good evening, everyone. My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4 Life Research, and you've tuned in to the Team Bond International Training Call, which we do weekly. You're certainly welcome to be with us, and thank you for joining us. We have people that listen in from Australia, Papua New Guinea, Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and mainland China, as well as the United States. And sometimes we have people listening in from different parts of Europe, such as Germany and England. But welcome to the call. And we have been going through a series of leadership trainings. And the latest ones are exceptional leadership. We are on step 5 this evening. And if you care to hear the rest of them, they are all recorded on our Team Bond website, which is www.teambondforlife.com. And the 4 is a number. You're welcome to listen. But tonight we're going to be talking about leaders get results. Results are everything in life, in business and in leadership. Leaders are those who have developed the ability to achieve the most important results expected of them in their positions. The first question of the leader is always, what results are expected of me? The second question leaders ask is, of all the results I can achieve, what are the most important results for my business? There will always be too much to do and too little time, especially for leaders in their position of responsibility. All of life, therefore, consists of making choices between what is more important and what is less important, between what you care about the most and what you care about the least. The quality of your life today is a measure of the quality of your choices and your decisions up to this point. To improve the quality of your life in the future, you must make better choices and different decisions in the present. Perhaps the most important decisions you can make revolve around how you are going to allocate your time every day. Time management is really life management, management of yourself. Time cannot be saved. It can only be spent differently. It can only be allocated away from activities of low value and toward activities of higher value. Ask yourself, in what areas and activities can I achieve the highest return on my investment of time and energy? One of the key considerations for leadership has to do with the potential consequences of doing or not doing something. Something that is important is an activity that has serious potential consequences for doing it or not doing it. Something that is unimportant is something that has few or no consequences at all. Top leaders focus and concentrate on activities that can have serious potential consequences for completion or non-completion. Average people, those in the bottom 80%, may be as intelligent and as well educated, but they spend most of their time doing things that are fun and easy rather than things that are hard and necessary, and which can make a real difference in achieving key results. There are two ways to think about how you spend your time as a leader. The first has to do with your hourly rate. Leaders allocate their time in short amounts, hours, even the number of minutes they will spend on a task. The way you allocate your time in this sense is determined by the value of every minute and every hour that you invest. Your goal is to get the highest possible return on this investment. You determine your hourly rate by dividing your annual income, either your current income or your desired income, by the number 2,000, the number of working hours for people in the top 10 or 20% of income each year. If you earn $100,000 per year divided by 2,000, this means that you earn $50 per hour. In the next step for you is to resolve not to do anything that does not pay your desired hourly rate. Before you start a task, ask yourself, would I pay someone else my hourly rate to do this task? If your answer is no, then refuse to do it. Delegate it, outsource it, delay it or defer it, or eliminate it altogether. The most important word in time management and leadership is contribution. What contributions are required from you? Of all the contributions you can make, which is the most valuable? These are things you should seriously think about. The second way to think about your time and contribution is contained in what they call the Law of Three. If you make a list of everything you do in a week or a month, you will probably come up with 20 to 30 different tasks and activities. However, the Law of Three states that there are only three activities that represent 90% of the value of your contribution and your income. Use the magic question determining the big three activities. Number one, what one activity, if I did it all day long, would make me the greatest contribution to my company and to myself? Put a circle around this answer. It will usually jump out at you from your list. Then ask yourself number two, what would be the second activity if I did it all day long that would make the greatest contribution to my company? Put a circle around this task or activity as well. Then ask yourself once more, number three, if I only could do three things on this list all day long, which would be number three? This answer may be, take you a bit more time to find out, but it will be clear. What area of the three most important and valuable tasks or activities you do in the course of your work in terms of the contribution you make and the values of the results you accomplish? Once you've determined your three most important tasks, your goal must be to spend more time on every one of them. Here is the rule for leadership and personal success. Do fewer things, but do more important things, and do them more of the time and get better at every one of them. Getting better at your key task is one of the best time management principles of all. By excelling at your most important tasks, you get more done faster and of a higher quality. Keep asking yourself, why am I on the payroll? One of the most important questions leadership is, what is the one thing that only I can do if done well will make a real difference in my work? Every day, every hour, there is one answer to that question, and by doing it before anything else, you will achieve more and more better results and make a greater contribution than in the other area of activity. Your job as a leader is to focus single-mindedly on getting the most important and valued results expected of you in your position. Your reputation for getting important results consistently is your key to getting paid more and getting promoted faster and realizing your full potential. Winners compare their achievements with their goals, while losers compare their achievements with those of other people. So think about that. Anyway, that's your lesson for tonight about getting results. And truly, we have several exceptional leadership lessons going on weekly, but each one of them, if you focus on that subject and you spend some time contemplating it in your own life and with your own business, each of them will help you extraordinarily. So I encourage you to go back and listen to all the others and continue to tune in every week so that you can follow through with the entire leadership series. It will help you so much. You need to know what you want, you need to know when you want it, and then you need to take the steps to get it. And becoming a leader is one of those steps, but there are many parts to leadership, and we hope that we're giving them all to you on this training. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us tonight.